Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. And this is Lock and Load. I called my next guest up, student of the gun, Paul Markle. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
I called him up, and he knew all about my trials and tribulations of this past Friday, which sent me that this was problematic because I did not realize that this was that widespread. But then he told me how he knew, because one of the part of the trouble, I had an equipment issue, and I was later on in the day supposed to fill in for Mark Walters on his daily radio show, what does he call that show?
The Daily Defense with Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Yeah, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. So I was going to get to go do that and play on the Salem Broadcast Network for a couple of hours, and I was looking forward to that. I was just going to do, monologue and everything, and then the Comrex went sideways, which the Comrex is it's an interface between me and the radio station that takes the analog and converts it to digital and throws it out there and then catches it and turns it back into analog and then sends it out. And then when it goes down, well, then you're just a guy sitting in a room talking to a big stick by himself. So,
indeed.
And then I get on there, and Paul starts telling me about it, and I didn't put this out. How do you know this? But he was on Mark's show, so Mark had told him.
Yeah, it's funny because Mark had already announced that Friday was going to be guest host Bill Frady.
Yeah.
And so he started out the show, and he's like, "Well, this is not Bill Frady, and this is why." And then he said, It was kind of comical that we're all operating in the same atmosphere, the same stratosphere,
right?
And I've had to do that. I've had to do the borrowed Comrex thing, and like you said, like if it's not your equipment, you don't mess with it. If something doesn't work, you just step back. You're like, I'm not changing things. I'm not modifying. I'm not going to try. No, it's not mine. I've filled in for Tom Gresham on his show.
Right.
And one time, a couple of times I actually drove to where Tom was. And then there were other times when they FedExed me their Comrex so I could just do it from my studio. But yeah, if it's not yours, you don't mess with it.
And a Comrex, it doesn't look like that much, but it is an incredibly expensive piece of equipment too.
Mm-hmm.
And when it goes down, it's a major financial hit, which that was the one saving grace. I don't own this one.
Yep.
So
indeed.
So that was the one saving grace of all of this. But anyway, one thing I became aware of, because this mine broke down in the middle of the show, so I had to throw everything in the car and drive and break every law known in the English-speaking nations as far as traffic to get to where I had to go, because I had to get back on the air. I realized that as I exited the door, and, I don't play to the odds. Is that a mistake, to play to the odds? Because the odds are, when I go do this, nothing's going to happen. The zombies aren't going to attack. We're not going to have an attack from the Koreans or Red Dawn or anything. That's the odds most days, right?
Well, that's the thing is the one day that you look at your, it's like we said, you get home from work and you get in your relaxing clothes, your shorts, your sweatpants or whatever. And the wife's like, "Well, if you want to eat dinner, I need the following." And you're like, "Ugh." So you're thinking, the store's just 10 minutes away. I'll be gone 30 minutes tops. Nothing is going to happen. I don't feel like putting all my ninja gear back on. It's all on the dresser. And so what do? You snatch up your keys and your phone, you run out the door. And that is the time that you walk into the store and the disgruntled ex-husband of the checkout clerk is standing there with a shotgun.
Oh, no.
That actually happened in Biloxi, Mississippi, middle of the day, a Wednesday. And, you know, and people think, oh, you know, well, I'm going, nothing is going to happen. It's not about you. That's the thing we have to beat people over the head with constantly. They're like, well, I don't go to bat. I don't go to bars. I don't go to the bad part of town. I don't. It's not about you. When you step out of your front door, you have no idea what other people have in mind. Yeah, you know, and most of the time, it's you're just a target of opportunity. They weren't necessarily specifically looking for you, but here you are. You know, and that'll be the time. That will be the time that you need it. You know, that's just how it works.
And so you agree with me?
We don't get to make that decision.
So that's why I don't play to the odds. But I became aware of the fact that when I did what I did and did it in the way I did it, that I was playing to the odds, or I was inadvertently taken off without thinking about what I was doing. And I didn't really understand what I'd done until I got back in the truck after it was all done and I was headed back home. I was like, I have nothing in here. I had a few spare magazines. I did have spare magazines for my concealed carry gun, which I also had. But I didn't have any first aid. I didn't have anything to cut anything with. I didn't have anything for light. Well, I have a flashlight on the gun. But, I mean, you know, I was missing, what do you call it,
the fundamental four, man.
The fundamental four. I was missing the fundamental four. And so on that end, I thought, I've got all of these. Because being a gun guy not only means you have a box full of holsters, it also means you have a wall full of backpacks, shoulder bags, sling bags, fanny packs, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've gone through numerous different bag configurations over the years. You know, in the 90s, when the fanny packs were commonplace and especially in Florida, when I was in Florida in the 90s, everybody, I mean, if you didn't have a fanny pack on, people looked at you weird.
Right.
You know, and not like the opposite, like today, like, oh, what's he doing? He's got a fanny pack on. But, you know, and that was the funny thing is, you know, back then it was like, oh, you should never wear a fanny pack because that'll print you as a gun person. People will know that you're a gun person. Like, dude, have you ever been to Florida? Like, everybody has one. And, or they're like, oh, you look like a tourist. I'm like, okay, whatever. But the great thing about that was I had everything in it. You know, it was the grab and go bag. You know, I had the gun, I had the knife, I had the flashlight. You know, there's room for your phone, there's room for your wallet, there's room for your first aid kit, your trauma kit, whatever. Everything can go in there and you know, it's, as silly as it is or whatever, it works. And the truth is today, if you don't want to wear a fanny pack, then that's fine. But you can still fill one up, stage it, and just grab it and use it like a sling bag.
Yeah. Well, that's the new iteration, right? It's a sling bag. So now that takes away the whole fanny pack thing. And now it's a sling bag and it's cool and all the kids are doing it and all that other stuff. So I don't know. I sit there and I wonder about those things, and now I've taken the time to start putting one together that I'm going to try to keep in the truck, and that's what I want to talk about today. But before we start in that, first of all, we got a few things we got to do. First of all, Paul is the actual center of the Student of the Gun Hub, which is many things. It is both it's an educational thing, and it's a video thing, and it's an entertainment thing, and it's a retail thing, and all of it what he's selling is armed self-defense and all things that go into that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Paul Markle. Now, in your truck, Paul, when you go out, is there anything you ever leave in your truck?
Oh, yeah. I've got a mid-sized first aid kit, trauma kit, that is secured to the I rigged it so that it's secured to the console.
Right.
And it's always there.
Right.
You know, and I have a fire extinguisher in the truck. I've got a shovel in the truck. I've got tools in the truck. Tie down straps. Yeah, that's, you know, we should do a video about that. Like, unfortunately, we're in a situation now where we have teenagers that are becoming adults that, oh, I don't know, they've just been left behind. Or they've been convinced that everything that they need is available on their phone. And the fact of the matter is your phone's not going to change your tire. Your phone's not going to get you out of the snowbank. You know, your phone, yeah, it's, you got to have basic stuff. And one of the things that you absolutely should have in a vehicle is a trauma kit. Now, I don't mean a little plastic box with some Band-Aids in it. I mean an actual trauma kit.
Right.
But you know, that trauma kit is in there because it's large and it has extra stuff. It has, you know, it has the big bandages and, you know, extra tourniquets and all that stuff. But the pocket lifesaver that we came up with years and years ago, it's a pocket lifesaver. We have one that's actually small enough to carry with you all the time. We did a trauma class last summer and, someone said, well, this is all well and good, but you can't have medical gear on you all the time. And so I reached in my pocket and I pulled it out and I held it up. I said, you mean like this? Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, the person who's bleeding to death is probably going to be laying right there by your feet. They're probably not going to be in your truck. And if your truck is 200 yards away in a parking garage and the person bleeding to death is like 5 feet away, your trauma kit might as well be on the moon. What are you going to do?
Right.
You say, hang on a second, you know, try and bleed slow. I'll be back in 5 minutes. You know, you end up improvising, and there's certain things you can improvise, but there's certain things you can't improvise. And that's why we designed the kits the way we did.
And I'm pulling it up now, the Pocket Lifesaver Kit. Now, what?
Okay. Pocketlifesaver.com.
So is this the original EDC Med Kit? Is that the one we're looking at, or the Enhanced Edition EDC?
Yeah, we have the original, then we have the Enhanced, then we have the Combat Kit. The Combat Kit is, Combat Kit's a little bit larger. That's more like something you would put in a pouch or a bag or, you know, something like that. Or the combat kit will fit in a cargo pocket, but the other kits will fit in your back pocket, or your shorts, or your jeans. You know what's sad, Bill?
What?
Is we used to sell a kit that I called the student kit. And the reason we called it that was because we had people ask if they're like, hey, I want to buy kits, but I want to buy some for my teenagers. You know, my 13, 14, 15-year-old, 16-year-olds, that's like, but I don't want to give my 14-year-old a $70 kit because if they lose it, I'm really going to be mad. You know, if they misplace it, I'm going to be angry. And I was like, yo, I get you. I got it. And they're like, yeah. And also teenagers, you know, especially female teenagers, they dress for fashion, not for function. So we came up with a really super basic kit. It had a TK4 tourniquet. It had gauze, tape, and gloves inside of the bag.
Right.
So at very least, you know, and we retailed them for like less than $30. And initially, when we first came out with it, we sold a bunch of them. A lot of people got onto it. But then as years went by, people stopped buying them. And they just, you know, and Zach said, he goes, Dad, we might as well just drop it. And I was like, okay, cool. Well, the sad thing, you know what a TK4 tourniquet is?
I don't know all the different types.
It's the elastic one with the hooks on the end.
Okay.
It's one of the original, it's one of the OG tourniquets way back when. They stopped making them. They discontinued them. So, and the reason that they were great was because a TK4 is not the best tourniquet in the world, but it's way better than trying to use a belt and a stick or a rope and a stick or a rag or, you know, it's better than trying to improvise. You know, way better than trying to improvise a tourniquet. So, and it was very compact, and so people could carry them. You know, I've got some still, and I've got one that's the always everyday.
Right.
You know, I can put it in the front of of my jeans pocket, and it's always there. You know, but yeah, even if you don't have a big kit, you should at very least, it's like you have to say, well, what will actually make somebody die before an ambulance shows up? Major hemorrhage, right?
Right.
You know, to the arms or legs or whatever, major hemorrhage. And if an artery opens in your arm or your leg, you've got 3 to 5 minutes and you're going to be gone. And that's the reality of the situation. So how do we, you know, what can we do? And 20 years of GWAT, we learned that what you can do and you should do is use a commercially available tourniquet, put that sucker on there, and they're not going to lose their limb. They're not going to have permanent damage. The only permanent damage you're going to have is the damage that they got from the injury, not from the tourniquet.
Right.
You know, we've studied over the last 20 years, we studied tens of thousands of cases where tourniquets were put in place. And the tourniquets don't cause permanent damage.
Well, I mean, that's one thing. You know, Super Dave gets out there and says, you should have 6 tourniquets on you, man.
Oh, I've got tourniquets all over the place.
Right.
I've got them. I have a loose one sitting in the little tray right by my sunglasses in the middle. I've got one in the kit. I've got one in my pocket. You know, I've got one, you know, my kids. If you got in Jared's car, you open it. There's one in the glove compartment. There's one in the console. There's a tourniquet in that little container, that little pocket area in the door.
Right.
Where you stuff your whatever. The map pocket, which we don't use for maps anymore. if you told a Gen Z person to put something in a map in the map pocket,
right,
they'd be like, what? What is that?
So, I guess the key with you know what, we're about to run out of time and we're about to go into the.
Oh.
I was going to say the key. I need to find a way to figure out which is a good cat tourniquet that is a decent cat tourniquet, and then buy about 10 of them.
Well, don't buy cats, buy the rats, and live your life as a happy person.
As a happy person with more money. Then I wouldn't buy the cats.
The rat's easier. It's easier to carry.
Gotcha.
It's the one you'll actually have on your body.
Gotcha. Student of the gun, I'm looking at the shop right now. The one he's talking about, the Rapid Tourniquet, $19.95. Shipping is calculated at checkout. And they come in different colors. So, you know, you can match your clothing with your tourniquet. All courtesy of Student of the Gun, where practicality trumps trendiness, which, you know, that's actually, that's the one you want to be with. If somebody's, you want to be with somebody that is practical when they're kicking in a door versus the trendy types. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Whip. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
USA News Update. Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer convicted in the murder of George Floyd, has returned to prison custody after being stabbed 22 times by a fellow inmate at the Federal Correctional Institution in Tucson, Arizona. The alleged assailant, 52-year-old John Terzak, faces charges including attempted murder, assault with intent to commit murder, and assault with a dangerous weapon. Chauvin's attorney confirmed that his medical condition has improved, and he's been moved from the trauma care facility at a local hospital back to prison for follow-up care. President Joe Biden is set to unveil a health care package focusing on measures to reduce prescription drug prices as part of plans for a potential second term. The proposed agenda includes expanding provisions for cutting drug prices such as insulin, introduced for Medicare enrollees last year under the Inflation Reduction Act. Additionally, Biden aims to bolster the Affordable Care Act by making permanent and enhanced federal premium subsidies, benefiting around 10 million people accessing coverage on Obamacare exchanges. Skip Kelly, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with
Extend. And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I am speaking with Paul Markle from Student of the Gun. I wanted to ask you this simply because I would wear it and run it very happily. But the problem is you have the one ball cap that you sell at the Student of the Gun store is a snapback.
Mm.
Is that a snapback that fits on a big head? Because I got a big head.
I don't know, brother. Let me look. When you start asking me gear store questions. And,
well, your gear store. I mean, you know.
Well, Zach runs the store.
Oh.
Zach runs the store 100%.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, probably. It's under a tire. Let me see. A tire.
It doesn't really say it. It just says a snapback. But it's a Student of the Guns.
Oh yeah, the official. Yeah. I think it would fit on a large melon. Yeah, that'll fit on a large melon.
I'll have to get with Zach, I guess, huh?
You got a large melon.
I do have a large melon.
Yeah.
You've been close enough to it. This is not something you don't know. You might have forgotten, but you know. You might have forgotten.
let me tell you what, boy. The attire business is a place you don't want to be in.
I tried it one time.
So when
this started, right, I my first thought was, I'll get merch, right? So I got out there, and I had a good T-shirt. It was when I was with Gun Owners of America, and it was when the show was called Gun Owners, Guns of America Radio is what it was called. And so I got a T-shirt for Guns of America Radio, and on the back of it, it said, knees bad, can't run, gotta shoot. And I started out small. I ordered 25 of them, got them, mm-hmm. sold them. Then everybody's like, hey, how come you don't have quadruple XL and 5XL? So, so then I ordered about 5 of each of those. I still have them today, 11 years later. I still have them. I've used one or two to buff the car. So... yeah, no merch for this.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have merch. I'm sure I don't have the following to need merch. I'm just a radio store. I'm not teaching anybody.
Oh, man, I tell you what. I am remiss. I forgot that Zach did a special thing called the Limit Kit.
The Limit.
And the Limit, yeah, if you look, it's $14.99.
Yeah, I saw that. It's
That would be like your gateway drug if you really needed to have something, or if you were a mom or a dad and you want to make sure that your kids have something, that your daughter has something in her purse, that your son has something in his backpack. It's got basically a Coban bandage and gauze and gloves.
Right.
And you know, if you know what you're doing, you can make a really serious trauma dressing with Coban and gauze.
That's the thing, though, isn't it? Now, do you guys sell, like, or do you have online a class about how to use the different things in the med kits?
Well, you know, we have a class. It's called Beyond the Boo Boo, which we teach. I wrote the book. I'm sure. I think you have a copy of it, don't you?
I do. I know exactly where it is. I know exactly where it is.
I wrote a book called Beyond the Boo Boo, and it detailed my 15-year journey to get people to just shut the F up and put a tourniquet on, quit making excuses.
Right.
Save people's lives. You don't save people's lives with excuses.
Well, you know, one thing about your kits, though, a lot of kits that are just your base kit, right, your base trauma kit, omit mm-hmm. the tourniquet, don't they?
Well, yeah, or if they put them in there, they charge you an arm. Holy crap, burgers. I was in an unnamed outdoor sporting goods store the other day, and they had a kit that doesn't even have as much stuff as our basic kit
right.
for $75, and it didn't have a tourniquet in it, and the ones that do, oh, my Lord. A lot of them put these. Well, there's one tourniquet out there that's like it's the garbage tourniquet. And the reason that these companies put it in there is because they get them for like $2 a piece.
Right.
They buy them in bulk for $2 a piece, and then they charge you the equivalent of $10 or $15 for it. And a lot of a kit that has, and people are like, oh, this guy's blowing his own horn, like whatever. Like a kit that has the enhanced stuff, that'll cost you $120.
Yeah.
And a lot of them won't do the needles either because they're afraid of the needles. They're afraid of the decomp needle, which is just ridiculous because you're selling them to people that are carrying guns. And like, you're going to carry a gun, but you're afraid of a 14-gauge needle.
I don't know how to use a chest decompression needle. I know what the...
Well,
I mean,
yeah, but you know what?
Sticking a hole in somebody and letting the air out through the needle, right? It's a hollow needle.
Yeah, right. But somebody standing next to you might.
True.
The decomp needle, there's a lot of things that you can improvise. People are like, well, I don't need a kit. I'll just improvise the bandage and improvise the tourniquet and murr. It's like, okay, you're going to improvise the nasal pharyngeal airway too? What? Yeah, exactly. You know, people who say, oh, well, if anything happens, I can just take whatever is available and make it, you know. Those are people who've never taken training. If people who've taken actual, genuine training, once they've taken the training, that's when they realize, you're like, wow, yeah, I really need to have this stuff. And something else, Bill, that people need to understand is there could be people there to help you that have the knowledge and the experience and the training, but don't have the gear on them because right. they aren't smart enough. And if you could hand them the gear, when I was a cop, I was always first on the scene of wrecks. Why? Because I was actually sitting in my car or driving in my car, or I was there and the radio chirps up, derp, derp, there's a wreck, one car, two car, whatever, go there, zoom. I would always beat the ambulance to the wreck.
Right.
And it was amazing to me that like I'd show up to a wreck or whatever where the highway patrol was there. And I had to actually give a highway patrol guy, I gave him a pair of nitrile gloves because he didn't have any on him. Dude, I've been carrying gloves since the early 90s when I became a cop. But James, you know, rest his soul, when he was a patrolman, he realized that he was always first on the scene. But way back then, in like the late 80s, early 90s, we really didn't have trauma training. They didn't give cops trauma training.
Right.
But what would happen is he'd be on the scene and a car would pull up and somebody would get out and they're like, hey, I'm an ER nurse. Can I help? Or I'm a doctor. Can I help? And he'd be like, yeah. Well, those people never had gear. They never had stuff. They didn't have gloves. They didn't have bandages. They didn't have anything. Because why? Because they go to a building where all the stuff is already there. They work in a big building, and there's carts full of stuff. So what James did is he went and got a big, empty orange bag, and he went to the fire department. He went to the paramedics, and he's like, hey, if you were to pull up on an accident, you rolled up on a car crash, what would you want? And they're like, oh, I would want this, 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 this. So they went over, and they're like, put this, 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 and they filled up his orange bag. So even before James had trauma training,
right,
he had that orange bag in his cruiser. So if that, person, if that nurse, that doctor, that whatever, they were there, and they're like, oh, I want to help. And he'd throw them the orange bag, say, here you go. It's a bag full of stuff. Start working.
Coming up, coming up on the last break, and talking to Paul Markle from Student of the Gun. Studentofthegun.com is where you will find a great many things, it is a resource, if you will. And, although some of you don't have what I have, because I can call Zach and say, hey, Zach, does that hat fit a big melon? Which I'll be doing shortly. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Last time on the firing line, talking to Paul Markle, we were just talking about the late James Yogi. You know what? That James was very much about carrying stuff in case you could loan it to somebody there that would help you do things, wasn't that? That was the whole thing behind having a second gun, for example.
Yeah, you know, and we used to talk about that. Jeez, man, back in the back in the 80s and 90s, you know, you're like, Otter, why do you think you're ever going to need a second gun? And back then, before concealed carry was really, you know, people today don't understand that the world of the 70s, the world of the 80s, and the world of the 90s was not the world of today.
Yeah.
Where people, you know, only full-time cops would carry. And I lived in a rural community and pretty rural, and I knew guys who were commissioned police officers that didn't carry off duty.
Right.
Because their mindset was, I'm not working, I'm not going to need it or whatever.
Right.
But, yeah, James said, what if you're in a situation where you recognize another cop and you could use backup and they're like, well, I don't have a gun on me. First of all, shame on you. But second of all, here, wrap your hands around this and cover me. Because two guns are always better than one, brother.
Right.
Two people with guns are always better than one person with a gun.
Two sets of eyes, yep.
That's right.
Two sets of eyes, so yeah, it's gonna be a long time before I get over James Yeager. His insights were good, but I mean, yours are nearly identical to him. I can tell that you work with him a lot, so that's.
We were very much like-minded individuals,
right? So back to some of the stuff that you would probably keep in your vehicle is not necessarily for you to use, but in case somebody else could need it, then you think of.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know how to use all the stuff, but, I rolled up, I was just saying if there's an 18 Delta there, but the 18 Delta would have. You know what 18 Deltas are, right?
I do not
know 18 Deltas. All right, 18 Deltas is a Special Forces medic.
Okay.
And Special Forces medics do lots of stuff that they don't talk about to prepare themselves for treating people overseas in combat and tissue labs and so forth. Live, if I say live tissue lab, you know what that is, right?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, we can talk about it off air. I don't want to hurt people's feelings. But basically every 18 Delta I've ever known, in their mind, they think that they're a trauma doctor because they kind of are.
Right.
And don't ever tell one that you have a boo-boo or an ouchie or anything around, because they'll be like, take your shirt off. Let me see. I'll fix you up. But those guys, if one of those guys showed up, you throw them the pack, man, let them go at it. And if you've got those people in your group of friends, that's the thing. If you have those people in your group of friends, they should be teaching. They should be teaching their peers, their community. They should at very least do like a 4-hour stop the bleeding class about how and why to use tourniquets and how and why to put on pressure dressings.
Right.
You know, and that's something that we've, you know, been very, very fortunate to have is lots of graduates who've gone out there and used what we taught them to save people's lives. And we've had people call us up and say, man, this happened and I knew what to do. And that when we got to the emergency room, the doctor said, if you wouldn't have put that tourniquet on him, he'd be dead right now. You know, that's people's lives that are being saved. That is a big difference. And the difference between that person being dead and that person being alive is someone who had training and confidence and knew what to do. You know, look at our world today. Look at how many times we have traumatic incidents. And the default is to pull out their phones and start recording it like these retarded chimpanzees. And we need people that will do something. We need people that know what to do, that have that confidence. It's like, you know, frankly, it's like we're instilling superpowers in people when they come to train.
Right.
You know, compared to the average person, you know, if you have a 16-hour traumatic medical class, compared to the average, you're so much farther ahead than everyone else standing around you.
Yep.
It's amazing.
Yep, it's been a while since I took one. I need to go take another one again, but I mean, the last one I took was in the military, and I've been out of the military 33 years.
Oh yeah, you definitely need an update.
Yeah, I was talking with I did a remote this past week with a bunch of veterans, and I had an EMS guy up there, and I was telling them how we learned how to give IVs in the Army back in 1989. What we figured out is that if you leave the constricting band on there long enough, their hands or their everything below it's going to get numb, and they won't feel it when you give them the IV. That's how we gave each other IVs. Of course, that's not really the way you give an IV.
You still got to find a vein, though.
Yeah,
you know how to give a special. You know how to give a special forces IV.
No, I don't. Where does a special forces IV go?
Well, it goes in your rectum.
Well, this is why I was only ever in combat support.
you know why that is. Like, you ever seen anybody go out from heat exhaustion?
I've done it.
Do the funky chicken where the eyes roll back in the head. And
yeah, done all that.
You know how hard it is to find a vein on somebody with heat exhaustion? That clammy skin? It is extremely difficult to find a vein. So they didn't even try. You just drop the trousers, insert tube, squeeze bag. And that saline will bring you right out of it, brother.
It will. It will, without a doubt. But I mean, that's if you'll know you've had a bad heat day. If one day when you feel like junk and you're looking around there, you can't see a vein anywhere, not in your foot, not in your hand. And then if you drink a lot of water the next day, you're going to look like you've been cutting weight. You're going to be looking all kinds of vascular when you rehydrate. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. At Fort Polk, Louisiana, they... So, let me tell you the story. So I came from Europe. And in Europe, when they would call for gas, you know, when we'd be in the field and they'd call for gas, we threw everything on. We threw on the mask, then we threw on the mop suit, and then... We waited to we didn't go all mop four or anything. We just get the mop suit on and the mask on, and wait for further instructions. First time they do that at Fort Polk, well, it's June, and I go ahead and throw everything on, and then some fool says, let's do some side straddle hops. And I was like, okay, these guys think this is hardcore. It's just going to kill me. But, I mean, they're going to say it's good training. So I started doing the side straddle hops. And, of course, I'm in a full uniform, temperate BDUs on underneath. I pass out. And as I come to, a bunch of guys in PT uniforms are standing there looking at me. And one captain goes, Sergeant Frady, did you not know to put on your PT uniform? And I looked at him and said, sir, somebody called gas. Does that mean you put on your PT uniform first here at Fort Polk? He said, well, when we're training out here, it does. I said, oh, okay. I said, sir, have you ever heard of an old axiom? You play the way you practice. You ever heard that before, sir? was like, I walked around all day muttering, I hope you guys don't run into a blister agent. Yeah, those are the good old days. So
I've done mop. You ever did a mop hump?
I won the mop suit. I have qualified my weapon in mop two with mask and top and bottom. Yeah, I've qualified that way, I actually liked the mop suit during the winter because it was like, you know.
This, oh, yeah. This gets an extra layer.
It was before the ECWS system came out to keep you warm. Mop suit was nice. It was, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the ones that they would decommission.
Yeah.
You could still wear those things as, like, sweatshirts and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I saw people wearing them off post as, like, a coat.
Like jacket and stuff. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you got to wash them a few times to get the charcoal out.
Yeah, they're lined with charcoal. We're about to run out of time, Paul. So, first of all, thanks for filling in for Mark when my Comrex hit the skids. He was on short notice on that one, so I appreciate that. And thanks for joining me today, Paul Markle.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. The latest book out is How to Shoot Like a Navy SEAL. There's other books that he pushes on his website, all of them available at Amazon.com. Go get the physical book. As for me,
or go to shopsotg.com.
Yes. As for me, I'll be back in about 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.